Friday morning, time for the 7:30 blurb. And for today's blurb, we have Bill Burr on the phone with me. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Getting ready for your big show. It's going to be happening tomorrow, Saturday, at the Silver Legacy. If you want to buy tickets, you can go to BillBurr.com. And you were just here like about a year ago?
Yeah. But the thing about the casinos is usually you got like a decent turnover. Plus, I'm getting ready to do a stand-up special. And my act has changed enough where I can dip in for a day. Plus, I'm bringing the absolutely hilarious and practically impossible to follow Todd Rex with me. If you guys don't know who he is, you'll know by the end of the show. He's absolutely hilarious.
I don't know who that guy is. I'm going to have to figure that out.
No. He's always asking me to open for him. It's like, dude, I don't want to go on after you. Okay, you're a headliner. Go headline a show. Why do I have to follow that? But he's too much fun on the road, so I got to go out with him.
Good deal, good deal. Since the last time we talked, I started to do a little research on you, and I watched F for Family. Man, that is so good.
Oh, thank you. We're actually done writing it. Now we're editing it, putting it all together. Season 2, they gave us 10 episodes. First season was 6. Now they gave us 10. We're slowly moving up in the world. So very excited about season 2. I'm hoping we're going to take it to another level of funny.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like even more dysfunctional Simpsons. It's really hysterical. And I was really impressed by it.
Oh, well, thank you. I had a lot of help. Speaking of the Simpsons, as one of the co-creators, Mike Price, the great Mike Price, has worked on the Simpsons for, I don't even know how long. I just know he's got a bunch of Emmys. So We've got a big gun I'm working with, so that's probably why the show's so great.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt. That does not hurt at all. So what's been bugging you lately? What's been getting you all worked up?
I've been having a good time trashing Hillary Clinton because everybody's the obvious choice, which is making fun of Donald Trump, which, I don't know, that guy, he's just too easy to make fun of.
Yeah, low fruit.
Then you got Hillary sitting over there, you know, sharing secrets on our emails and stuff and doing God knows what. It's like, it's just been fun to, I don't know, just make fun of them, talk about gorillas and conspiracy theory. And
there's lots of them out there.
Yeah, Stalin and that type of stuff. I'm just kind of having a good time. I'm having a great time up there.
Good, good, good. I'm glad Reno treats you well.
I love that. I actually, my favorite, I would much rather go to Reno than Las Vegas.
I like
that.
The
same way, I would rather go to a smaller airport than a giant airport.
Right,
you know, you go to a small airport, you know, little mom and pop, the security's actually better, but you get through it a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
There's no delays. It's like when you get in the plane, it's like they're going out their driveway. It's like everybody buckled up, here we go. And you just take off, and it's great. But you go to these big ones like LAX, it stinks. And it's the same thing with, like, Vegas. It's like you can't. I mean, it takes like 2 hours to walk from one casino to the other one. And I just love, Reno's got like that old west vibe to it. The, you know, it's the biggest small town in America, whatever they call it.
Biggest little city, yeah.
Yeah, and how they got that, they, like all cities back then to attract like tourists would have like that little, you know, arch with the lights on it. Like Fresno has one.
Yep.
I almost said Burbank, not Burbank. Bakersfield has one.
Mm-hmm.
Bakersfield is weird because they moved it from the original spot because it's a bad neighborhood now. So some rich guy bought it and moved it up near his house.
Give him something to look at.
Yeah, well, it's like, why don't you maybe try to, I don't know, help some of the people down there. So it's not just a, I mean, I'm saying that like I'm Sally Struthers over here. I'm not. Although I do sponsor a starving child.
Okay.
That's, I owe him a letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should probably send him a letter. I just don't know what to say to him.
Yeah.
How many times can you be like, hey, I'm glad you enjoyed that bag of barley that I bought you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you enjoy Reno much more than Vegas, because Reno and Vegas have had a long feud of hatred toward each other.
Nah, dude, that bizarre guitar and gun shop, I always try to make it over to there.
Yep, bizarre guitar.
I love that, and yeah, then you got, what is it, Palooza Lake there? What the hell is it called? The Godfather Part 2 Lake.
Yep.
Giant one.
Mm-hmm.
You got one of those over there, you know?
I don't know. Got a little bit of
everything. I like
Reno
the same way I like Dive Bars.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't like going to the VIP place. I like to go into some little dive bar, right? You go in there, you order a drink, nobody messes with you. It's nice.
It's a lot more real.
Yeah. By the way, the noise you hear in the background, I can make that make my wife waffles because I woke her up screaming and yelling doing these radio interviews.
Well, you're a good husband then.
I'm more of a smart one.
Yeah, that's true. Waffles go a long way.
Waffles go a long way. A little bit of turkey bacon.
Oh,
that'll
yeah.
shut them up to at least 11:30 in the morning before they start all over again.
Bill Burr going to be appearing tomorrow night. Silver Legacy. To buy tickets, BillBurr.com. Always hysterical. Thank you so much for joining me, sir.
All right. Thank you very much for helping me promote my shows. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
See you.
Well, that's definitely a good 7:30 blurb. Now forecast for today. Sunny today. Highs for Reno Sparks Carson, upper 80s. Truckee, low 80s. Tahoe, mid 70s. If you like that forecast, you're going to love the weekend because it's pretty much the same all 2 days. Coming up, more music after we have a short break. We've got Iron and Wine and Collective Soul on the X.